The lesser prairie chicken is native to the southern Great Plains, but most of its habitat has been taken over by agriculture. And whether to list the species as threatened is still in limbo. To help out, the USDA is working on a different conservation approach. It hopes to benefit native wildlife and the people who call the plains home. For the Kansas News Service, Suzanne Hogan has the story.
Mike McCarty and his family have been ranching in southwestern Kansas for the past 100 years.
Just an old broken-down cowboy.
He says people don't understand how hard it is to make a living out here.
Yes, we need to protect our wildlife and everything, but we also need to protect our people, our agriculture.
When it comes to the lesser prairie chicken, which has 90% of its habitat in Kansas, the bird is a touchy subject for ranchers and wildlife advocates. The lesser prairie chicken used to be commonly found in the southern Great Plains, in Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma. The bird is known for its elaborate springtime mating ritual. The males fan their tails, stomp their feet, and puff the orange sacs on their throats to create yodeling, booming sounds. But over the past century, they've lost 85% of their native grassland habitat, mostly due to changes in agriculture, invasive trees, and increased energy production, like wind farms and oil. In 2014, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species, but a year later, a judge overturned that designation. At the same time, the U.S. Department of Agriculture realized it needed to address the changing grasslands and to appeal to landowners, because 95% of the lesser prairie chicken's habitat is on private lands. So it started the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative. But it took some convincing, especially for McCarty.
I've always been kind of against the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative because I didn't want somebody to tell me what to do.
But a few years back, after a massive wildfire killed 50% of McCarty's cattle and burned 90% of his grass and crops, he realized in order for his ranch to survive, he'd have to help the lesser prairie chicken. So he enrolled in the program.
It was a very rough time, and so we felt like we had to do something to try to bring in an income.
The initiative offers incentives to get ranchers to do things like change grazing patterns, do prescribed burns, or remove those invasive trees. And McCarty says, overall, the program has helped him stay afloat. Now 10 years old, the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative has worked with nearly 880 different landowners, investing $44 million. And in that time span, the Lesser Prairie Chicken has been doing a little better, which makes Tim Griffiths, who works for the USDA, a happy guy.
We always use these terms, you know, what's good for the herd is good for the bird.
Griffiths works out of Montana, but is originally from Klamath Falls, Oregon, a place that turned into a battleground between loggers and wildlife activists when the northern spotted owl was first listed as an endangered species.
It was ugly.
He says it ripped his community apart.
Seeing firsthand some of the negative impacts associated with pitting wildlife against agriculture, I became inspired to get involved and help find some win-win solutions.
Griffiths is the Western Coordinator for Working Lands for Wildlife, another USDA program.
We're not ending any effort to conserve lesser prairie chicken habitat. What we're doing is we are broadening our approach from just southern Great Plains to the whole of the Great Plains.
Griffiths hopes that by promoting more voluntary conservation solutions in a larger region, it will create a bigger impact. But K-State biologist David Hokus, who has been researching the lesser prairie chicken since the 1980s, warns that even though the species seems to be doing okay now,
it doesn't take more than one more intensive drought and all those achievements, all those gains would be lost.
Because of the way their populations naturally ebb and flow, he worries that not remaining specifically focused on the bird could send conservation efforts backwards. And a threatened or endangered species designation is still on the table for the lesser prairie chicken. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will decide this coming spring. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Hogan.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many facets that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.